You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome back to The Football Hour. I've got something for you. What is it, Alex? Money, 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 must be funny in the football world. Money, 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 always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. Yes, I hit it. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Hello and welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost these days if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Morata cost 55 million, how much would a peak Samuel Eto'o cost? Or if Walker cost 50, how much would a prime Brazilian Maicon cost? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Inter Milan's 2010 Champions League winning team featuring Snyder, Zanetti and Milito. What we do is start from the goalie and we work forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. I'm making a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who the most expensive team from history is in today's current market. Currently, Barca's 2009-1-11 is topping the transfer time tunnel table with a huge 913 million. So how much will Mourinho's men cost? Let's find out. In net, Julio Cesar, 87 caps for Brazil. Cesar was awarded the Serie A Goalkeeper of the Year title in both 2009 and 2010 and was nominated for the 2009 Ballon d'Or when he was voted 21st place. As of 2017, Julio Cesar is the most titled goalkeeper of all time. He has won the most titles of any goalkeeper ever in history, which is a truly fantastic achievement. He was 31 in 2010, so I'm going to go with 28 million. Inter played in the final 4-3-3. So we'll start a right back, Maicon. Due to his work rate and stamina, Maicon is known to be capable of aiding his team both offensively and defensively. He was gifted with outstanding physical attributes, athleticism and excellent technical skills, as well as good vision, crossing ability and a powerful shot, which made him a dangerous attacking threat down the right flank in his prime. Due to his success, strength and pace and power, he earned the nickname El Colosso, the Colossus, during his time at Inter, where he developed into one of the best attacking fullbacks in the world, forming a notable partnership with teammate Javier Zanetti. He was 29 in 2010 and probably the best fullback in the world until Gareth Bale came and ruined his life and career. I'm going to go with 53 million for Maicon. First centre back, Lucio. What a top centre half. He was tough. He won one Serie A with Inter and a Champions League, three German titles with Bayern, and had over 100 caps for Brazil. He was 32 in this season, so I'm going to go with just 18 million. Second centre-half, Walter Samuel, gifted with natural power and good defensive skills. Samuel has been regarded as one of the best centre-halves of his generation and as one of football's toughest defenders, with former Inter teammate and Inter captain Javier Zanetti referring to him as the hardest player he has ever played with. He was 32 again in 2010, so I'm going to go with 18 million. At left-back, Christian Chivu. Played 115 games for Inter after signing from Roma in 2007. His honours at Inter include a treble of Italian leagues, domestic cup, and obviously the Champions League in 2010. He was 30 in 2010, so I'm going to go with 26 milli. The total for the goalkeeper and back four of this Inter Milan side is 143 million. I'd say not a lot of money for a Champions League winning defence. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do the midfield and attack after the break. This is going to be good. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to the 2010 Inter Milan transfer time tunnel team. We now enter midfield, first centre mid and captain of the Inter ship, Javier Zanetti. He is the most capped player in the history of Inter, playing for them 858 times. He won 16 trophies with the club, 5 Scudettis, 4 Italian Cups, 4 Supercoppas, 1 UEFA Cup, 1 Champions League and the FIFA World Club Cup. He is the most capped player as captain in the Champions League with 82 appearances as captain. With Argentina, he played in 145 games, a figure that makes him the player with the most appearances in the history of the national side. He was, however, 37 in 2010 and wouldn't want to leave Inter for any club. I'll go with just 15 million for him. Next to him, Cambiasso. During his professional career, Cambiasso has won 21 official titles. The majority of these titles were won in 10 seasons at Inter, including 5 Scudettis and the Champions League in 2010. Mourinho said of the player, "There is nothing glamorous about the bold Argentine, but he is the heartbeat of the Inter side that have become the dominant force in Italian football. Just the kind of determined, hard-running midfielder I love." He was 30 in 2010, so I'm going to go with 32 million. In front of those two CDMs, Wesley Sneijder. In 2 World Cups for Holland, he was named man of the match for 6 out of 11 games which he played. With 132 caps, he is the most capped Dutch player of all time. In 2010, Sneijder was nicknamed the Sniper by the media for his ability to deliver perfect passes and score from impressive distances. He was the key creative man in the side. He was vital and was only 26 in that season. I think he'd be going for Coutinho money. I think he would cost 88 million to buy him at that age in this market. Next, the right forward, Samuel Eto'o. He became the first player to win 2 European continental trebles following his back-to-back achievements with Barca and Inter. He is the second player in history to score in 2 Champions League finals and the 4th player after Marcel Desailly, Paulo Sousa, Gerard Piqué to have won the trophy 2 years in a row with 2 different teams. Do you remember when Eto'o signed for the Russian club Anzhi in 2011 and became the highest paid player in the world with a salary of 20 million after taxes per season? He was 29 in 2010. I'm going to go with 66 million. Next, left forward, Goran Pandev. Pandev was a quick, creative and hard-working left-footed forward with a good ability at scoring goals due to his shooting ability as well as his vision and passing ability. He won 82 caps for Macedonia, scoring 27 goals. With his 2 goals against Spain, he became the national team's all-time leading goal scorer, surpassing Georgini Hristov. He was 27 in 2010, so a great age. I'm going to go with 52 million. Lastly, Diego Milito, a prolific and consistent centre forward. Milito has averaged just over a goal every 2 appearances over the course of his professional career. He was pivotal in the club's 2010 treble winning season, scoring 32 goals in all competition, including 2 goals in the final. Imagine how much he would cost to buy after that season. I'm going to go with 43 million because he was 31 years old. It also brings Inter's 2010 Champions League winning team to a total of 439 million.